It is deathly in here tonight. One couple. And they're on a Groupon voucher that's 3 years old. And the way they've been pushing Marco's chlorinated chicken around their plates suggests they won't be hanging around for dessert. Yep, just the bill, please. Which is for precisely no pounds, as they've both been drinking tap water. Quite the night out.
And a very good evening to you both, yes. Ciao, ciao, whatever.
Even Marco's not his usual self. By which I mean his temperament. Clearly he's never his usual self, as he's pretending to be an Italian.
Marco!
You may as well finish up, Nigel.
It's 7:30, Marco. I've only done half an hour.
That's £4.50 plus tips. So, £4.50.
I have no more bookings, Nigel.
Well, that's what happens when you have a negative hygiene rating on a big sticker in the window.
So, much as I would like to pay you to play whatever it is you are playing...
It's Fly Me to the Moon, Marco. It's always Fly Me to the Moon. It's your favourite song.
Yeah, whatever it is. I can't afford to pay you to play to an empty room.
Right.
I am having financial issues, Nigel.
At £4.50 for a night's work, so am I.
Big financial issues.
Okay.
Big and scary financial issues.
Right.
I mean, to cut a long story short, it's just possible I may owe a sinister figure on the darker web, who I have never met, quite a lot of money for all the special discounted meat I've been getting.
Okay.
And they're coming for it on Thursday.
Crikey.
So, unless I can sell 200 kilos of slightly fizzy pork loin by then, I am in trouble.
What are you going to do?
Nigel, I may have to shut up a shop and return home to Mama.
She only lives round the corner, doesn't she?
Oh, you're right. I need a better plan. Help me, Nigel. Help me.
Oh, God.
Hi, all.
Oh, hi. I thought you had a shift tonight.
Marco sent me home early. No bookings.
Oh, well, that gives him something in common with Tia Maria, then, doesn't it, Pav?
That stupid name. We must change it.
Sorry, what? Just let me send this email.
I was just comparing mine and Nigel's total lack of any gigs with Marco's total lack of any customers.
Look, I'm doing my best here, Rach. It's tough out there for acts like yours.
What do you mean?
You and Nigel, together. It's a hard sell.
What are you suggesting? We break up the band?
Brilliant. I could lose two jobs in the space of an hour.
No! Look, things are quiet, I know, but I've got irons in the fire. Honest. In fact, was going to say, keep Thursday late afternoon free. Got something on a light pencil.
Oh, great. For what?
I can't say at the moment, but just keep it free, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, heard it all before, Pav.
Trust me, Rach, it's all good. Have a little practice now, yeah? In case. I'll see you guys later.
And off he goes, yet again avoiding any type of confrontation.
It's the one thing we have in common.
Do you fancy a little practice, then?
Sure.
Yeah, well, at least a bit of time alone with her. And Stan, of course, Stan.
Good evening.
Hi, Stan.
Nigel, you are home early from your piano job.
Yes, sir. Maybe for good. Business isn't great.
Well, that hygiene rating can't have helped.
Yeah, it was a negative number of stars, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that's illegal chicken for you. It'll do that.
Actually, just between us, I think Marco might have got himself in a bit of trouble with all that meat he's been ordering.
Trouble?
Well, he's been getting it off the dark web, apparently.
Oh, no.
He asked me for help. I think someone's after him for cash.
Oh, well, he's asking the wrong people if it's cash he needs. We haven't had a paying gig since, well, ever.
He told you someone was after him?
Yes.
Have you told anyone else this information?
No, just you two, now.
Leave this to me. I will sort it.
Really?
I have experience of evading pursuers.
Well, of hiding from imaginary Russians in my toilet.
Tell no one.
Okay, okay. My lips are sealed.
Good. Then I will let you practice your singing music in peace.
That was a bit weird.
Oh, he probably just wants to help a fellow European struggling in a foreign land.
Yeah, Marco's not Italian, Rachel. He's from Banbury.
What? No, he grew up in the vineyards of Veneto, and then after a terrible grape harvest in the late 70s, his parents had to sell off the winery to survive, and his mama gave him the last few lira for a plane ticket to England to start a new life.
And you've got to give him credit, he's worked on that backstory.
Why would he pretend to be Italian?
It's a question I ask myself every single day.
Well, I mean...
Are you winding me up, Nige? Because I get enough of that from Pav.
Leave it. Just leave it. Sorry. Let's just run through a couple of songs.
Okay.
Let's see.
Oh, yeah, this is a good one.
Oh, she really does have a beautiful voice.
Leaving on a jet plane, don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, you ever just thought of getting away from it all, Nigel?
Is that an invitation? Well, I mean, I've always fancied a weekend in Hay on Wye, you know, recharge the batteries.
No, I mean properly going, Nige. Upping sticks, Rome, Sydney, Barcelona. Starting over, you know, like Marco. I mean, what's keeping me here? I've got absolutely nothing going on. What's keeping you here?
Well, I have got a dentist appointment next Tuesday, but other than that...
Exactly. I'm tired of waiting for something to happen, Nigel.
Oh, me too, me too. But what about Pav?
What about him?
Careful, Nigel.
He's let us down more times than he's got us gigs, Nigel.
Well, I mean, that is true, I suppose.
No suppose about it. And you must have seen what's going on between us, Nigel.
Does she mean us or her and Pav? Yeah, but of course.
Well, I can't put the inevitable off much longer.
Oh.
I'm going for a walk. Clear my head. Sorry.
Okay. Was that a moment? Did we have a moment? That felt like a moment. Oh, if only she'd give me one concrete sign.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door.
Well, there it is, Nigel. There it is. That is tantamount to an actual invitation to run away, isn't it? Isn't it? Come on, Nigel. Grab the initiative. For once in your sorry little life. Right. I'll go into Marco's tomorrow lunchtime, jack it in, jump before I'm pushed, then I'll pop over the road to the travel agent to get two tickets to Barcelona and bloody well ask her to run away with me. Yes. Or maybe Hay on Wye is the cheaper option. Locked? Marco! Marco, the door's locked. What's going on? He's usually open by now. It's me, Marco. I'm supposed to be playing tonight. I need to talk to you. Hang on. Has he done a runner? Can't see. All the lights are off. There's definitely someone in there. What? Is that... That's Stan. I'm sure that's Stan. I'd recognise that constipated gait anywhere. And Marco? Oh, I should go and help. I don't really want to get sucked into this. I'm off. Oh, that's Rachel getting off the bus. What's she doing this end of town? I'll just duck in this alleyway. Where's she going? And why am I hiding from her? Oh, I can't suddenly appear from an alleyway in front of her now. I look like a right Charlie. Where is she going, though? Oh, the travel agent. Hang on, maybe she's had the same idea as me. Crikey, Nigel, it's happening. So I should probably hold fire and buying the ticket. Saves me a bit of money, to be honest. It was Stan. Knew it.
Thursday at 5, okay?
Oh, and he's coming this way. Melt into the shadows, Nigel. Melt. Oh, ruddy hell.
Hello? Anybody there? I know you are watching me, but I will resist until my dying breath.
Crikey, that was close. But now he thinks the Russians are onto him. Oh, God. I'll just go back to the restaurant, pretend I've seen nothing. What's still locked? What's this sign? Stan must have put this up. We are sorry to announce that Marco's is closed until further notice. Due to sudden death. What? Oh!
Yes, all the documentation is in order.
Pav!
I'm on the phone, Nige. Let me just double-check the diary.
Pav, it's Marco!
Yeah, 5 on Thursday will be fine. Yeah, great. Actually, can I just pop you on hold for a sec?
Pav!
I need some privacy here, Nige. Put your headphones on, would you? Play a keyboard or something.
But I've just been at the
restaurant. Please, Nige.
Oh, what's happened to Marco? Closed due to sudden death? Hang on, did Pav just say Thursday at 5? That's what Stan said. I'm sure. What's going on? What's Stan done? Is he the dark web meat supplier? What's Pav up to? And why is all this happening just as it looks like Rachel's making a move?
We need to talk. You, me, and Pav.
What's this about, Stan?
It is about Marco.
I knew it. What have you done, Stan?
What do you mean? What's going on?
You said he needed help. I have helped him.
You know about this, Nigel.
My God, I'm going to be framed as an accessory to murder, and with Heon Y within my grasp. Bloody typical.
We are faking his death.
What?
We are faking Marco's death.
Oh, thank God, so he's not dead.
No, but he owes a lot of money to some very unscrupulous meat traders on the dark web. They are coming on Thursday to collect the money. He does not have it, so instead they will turn up to his fake funeral. It is the only way.
Love it, Stan. Love it.
What? That'll never work.
Well, it worked for me in Crimea.
Happy days.
Though I think I may have been tracked down again. I am sure I am being watched.
Awkward.
Anyway, I have booked the crematorium for 5 o'clock on Thursday.
Ooh! Could we make it 4?
Pav, this is delicate operation. Timing is essential.
Okay.
I will sort coffin and logistics. Nigel, you and Rachel can play some sad songs at the service.
Okay, like what?
I don't know, maybe Fly Me to the Moon in a minor key.
It's already in a minor key.
Just play some sad songs, Nigel.
Okay.
Pav, you get us a few people to pretend to be mourners.
Got a mate at the college who teaches drama. Could lend us some of his students for the cost of a few pints.
Those canali, they're perfect. Between us, we can do this. All of us, pulling together for Marco.
But what about Rachel? What are we telling her? That we're throwing a fake Italian, a fake funeral?
No, she can't know. If this goes wrong, she can't be in on this. It's not fair.
Finally, a shred of decency just as she's about to leave him.
But if there's any way we can get through the service a little quicker and be done by 5:30 at the latest, that would be great.
Hiya! Oh, full house.
Hey, baby! How's it going?
What's going on? You look well shifty.
How's he going to break this to her?
Good news. Got you guys a gig.
Oh, finally!
Bad news. It's at Marco's funeral.
Well, that's one way.
You two okay in the back there?
Well, just a bit worried about playing the organ at the service, that's all, Pav. It's a very different feel to a piano.
You'll be fine, Nige. You can play anything. No one's really listening at a funeral anyway.
Here's hoping. I can never get the pedals right.
Whoa!
Nor can Stan in this stupid van.
You sure you're going to be okay to sing, Rach?
Yeah, I'll do my best.
Shouldn't we have gone right back there, Stan?
Yes, but we have to briefly stop by the restaurant. Quick pickup.
Better not be the coffin.
Won't be a second.
Ooh, that's me. Might just take this outside.
You sure you're okay, Rachel?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Just a bit distracted, that's all.
Well, you've got 2 tickets to Barcelona burning a hole in your pocket. Hopefully.
Thing is, Nige, I was sort of plucking up the courage to talk to Pav about stuff, and then, well, this whole thing with poor Marco's kind of got in the way.
This is it. Well, there's no good time to tell him whatever it is you want to tell him.
Yeah, but on the way to a funeral is certainly on the not good end of the spectrum.
Yeah, that is true.
You see, I went to the travel agents the other day.
I know.
How do you know?
Oh, idiot. I mean, I know the travel agents. I know it. Look, there it is, opposite the restaurant.
Yeah, that's the one. Anyway, I went there the other day. I've been meaning to go for a while, because...
All done.
Oh, timing.
You two okay?
Yeah, great.
Oh, come on, Stan, get a move on. Here he comes. Oh, hang on a minute.
Everyone, this is Franco.
Hola.
You have got to be joking.
Franco is Marco's brother.
Is he really?
A fee, that a ride. Same papa, different mama.
Because I am from Spain.
Unbelievable.
Franco will be doing the eulogy.
What? Isn't it better if I do that?
I just wanted to make sure I get a good send-off. I mean, he gets a good send-off. Such a beautiful, beautiful man.
Are we sure this is a good idea, Stan?
It is the only idea.
Well, jump in then, Franco.
Eh? Oh, me, yes, of course. Thank you, gracias. Such a terrible day for us all. Such a kind and gentle man, taken from us so suddenly.
Well, no one's buying this.
I have to say, Franco, it's incredible. You and Marco are so alike.
Give me strength. I think I'm just about getting away with this. I've really not got the hang of these pedals. But not sure where else to put my feet.
Not got the muscle strength in my calves to keep them suspended in mid-air.
Oh well, no one's listening anyway. Just how I like it. If I wasn't about to run away with the woman of my dreams to start a new life, I could see myself as a funeral organist. Pretty much the perfect gig for me, to be honest. Playing requests for the dead. At least you know you're not going to get heckled. I'd have to go some to upset the bereaved even more than they already are. Mind you, these organs are quite complicated. There really are an awful lot of buttons. Wonder what all these stops do. Ooh, not bad. Ooh, that's quite grating. Yeah, and that's Christmas. Think I'll stick with this one. Sounds about right. Got nothing to compare it to, really. Having never been to a fake funeral for a fake Italian before. Wonder if the guys from the dark web are here. Anybody look dodgy and out of place?
Thank you. Grazie. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, other than Franco, obviously. Oh, this is all very high risk.
All good, Night?
Well, my legs are hurting a bit, but other than that...
Good, good. We really need to get this over and done with ASAP.
What's the rush?
Just need it to be done, that's all. And to be honest, I really need to talk to Rachel as well.
Oh, this is all falling into place. A mutual parting of the ways, leaving me free to waltz off into the sunset with her.
That's a bit up-tempo, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Anyway, look, time to wind it up. Franco's going to say a few words, and then if you and Rachel can belt through the song quick as you like, we can get this coffin cremated and be done by 5:30.
Okay.
Get on with it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Good God.
It is with a great sadness that I welcome you all to the funeral of my beloved brother Marco, who was, of course, Italian.
Debatable.
I, in total contrast, am Spanish.
And Mexican. And a bit Portuguese, usually within the same sentence.
We shared the same papa. If only he could be here today.
Well, he's happily living in a retirement home in Redditch.
Marco, my brother. What can I say? Generous, gregarious, gracious. All of these words...
begin with a G.
And more barely do justice to a man whose popularity is evident in the grief-stricken faces of the many, many, many attendees here today.
Six drama students and a thug off the dark web.
In his hugely successful professional life...
He's milking this, isn't he? Get on with it, Franco.
His ristorante became well known throughout the Southern Midlands for not only its varied and delicately prepared menu...
but also its negative hygiene rating. Oh, surprisingly honest.
Something I know affected him very deeply and probably contributed to his early death. So, you know, if you work for the local public health, then, well, senor... this one's on you.
Right, he needs to wrap up pronto. Start the song intro, Nige.
What now? Well, he's in full flow.
Rach, you ready to do the song? Sure.
Marco Giuseppe Peroni Moretti was born in the lush valleys of Veneto.
Go.
I was just a warming up.
But it seems the time have come to warm up Marco instead.
Right, Stan should start the conveyor belt. Now. Spot on. Nice one, Stanislav.
So, as we commit his body to a fiery end, let us serenade him with his favourite song. A song he often requested from the pianist at his ristorante.
Oh, nice to get a mention.
But a request that seemed to consistently fall on deaf ears.
Bloody hell.
Now, in days, he finally gets to hear it.
Yeah, typical Marco.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars.
Pick it up a bit, Nige.
Okay.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
Bit more.
In other words, please be true. Easy, Nigel.
Go.
In other words, I love you.
And bang, curtains closed.
Sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Gracias.
Thank you. Little something for your trouble.
Cheers, Pav. Anytime.
Very sorry for your loss.
Gracias. So kind of you to come.
Cheers. Have one on us.
Nice. See you, mate.
Right, I think that's all of them.
Great. Well, that all looked pretty convincing, I thought.
What, a 50-year-old man being mourned almost exclusively by 18-year-olds?
Job done, boys. We did it.
Yeah, worked a treat.
And those students were good value.
I didn't know I was so loved. I mean, he was so loved.
But were the dark web guys actually here?
I think so. They slunk in back as coffin went through the curtain. They saw what they needed to see.
Get in. Then we're good to go.
Oh, one thing. Is there any way we could stop them burning the coffin?
Why?
Because there's £700 worth of pork loin in it.
Come with me.
Right. Where's Rachel?
Plucking up the courage to dump you and rush to the airport with me, hopefully.
She's
in the Garden of Remembrance.
Right, let's find her. Well played in there, Nige. You did well.
Thanks. Was one of my better gigs, actually.
Funeral organist. Another string to your bow if things don't work out. Maybe a new direction for you.
The only direction I'm heading is south, with your soon-to-be ex-girlfriend.
Ah, hey, Rach.
Oh, hi, guys. Oh, it's so sad, isn't it?
What?
Marco dying, Pav. You know the funeral we've just been to?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sad. Really sad.
Imagine having to say goodbye to your brother.
I cannot wait.
It was really moving.
Yeah, certainly was.
I've been meaning to talk to you, actually.
Sorry, you first.
No, you.
This is it.
Okay. Look, there isn't much time to say this, but it affects both of you. There's a cab due any minute. It's taking you to the airport.
What?
Interesting turn.
From there, you fly to the Bahamas, where you've got a 6-month gig on a cruise ship starting next week.
What? Pav, how?
Blimey.
Don't ask. Just go. It's what you've always wanted.
I can't believe it. And I was just about to take a temping job at the travel agents.
Okay, not quite what I was expecting, but still.
I wanted it to be a surprise. I know I've let you down 100 times before, but this one I've got right.
Oh, Pav. Oh, I'm so sorry things haven't worked out between us, but... Wow. Thank you.
Yeah, that's incredible news, Pav. Tia Maria on the ocean waves. We've got a genuine reason to change that name now. That could be Quantro, Drambuie, Limoncello. I mean, it doesn't have to be Liqueur.
Hang on. It's just Rachel, Nige.
What?
It's just Rachel going.
But we're a duo. Tia Maria.
But I know how much you hate performing, Nige. How you hate the attention. How anxious you get. You're basically allergic to the spotlight. A 6-month cruise in the Caribbean with Rachel. I just couldn't put you through it, bro. I just couldn't put you through it.
Right. Well, that's very thoughtful of you.
So this is it?
Yep. Your bags are packed. You ready to go? Here's the tickets.
Thank you. Oh, bye, Pav.
Bye.
That is quite a long embrace. Right, my turn. least I'll get a kiss goodbye.
Thanks for everything, Nigel.
Oh, handshake.
If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be doing any of this. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. I love you, Rachel.
Pardon? Did you say something?
No. No, I didn't. Should have done. But I didn't. Well, here we are again. I suppose it was inevitable that Marco's would be rebranded as Franco's. Tapas restaurant now, obviously. Basically exactly the same menu as before, but the portions are much, much smaller. And Franco's still the host with the most unconvincing accent since his last one.
Grazie, thank you.
And so the extraordinary charade continues. Oh well, could be worse. Could have failed to tell the woman I love how I really felt and then watched her jet off to the other side of the world. Oh, hang on, that's exactly what did happen, so no, it couldn't be worse. You know what? I've just realised something.
Play, Nigel, play!
I really can't stand this tune. That's all from me. Have a great evening. Good night.
Mr. Muzak, with Nigel played by Richie Webb, Rachel by Jess Robinson, Pav by Paul G. Raymond, Stan by Dave Lamb, and Marco by Jim North. It was directed by Nick Walker, written and produced by Richie Webb, and is a Top Dog production for BBC Radio 4.
Oh babe, I hate to go.